Only a Game is a production of NPR and WBUR Boston. The program is made possible by your financial support. Please pledge online at WBUR.org.
The hall is full of reprobates. The hall is full of jerks and men with tiny little brains who felt as if their perks included passes on behavior that would never fail to land a mortal so engaged in state or federal jail. The hall is full of drunks, of course, as everybody knows. Ty Cobb is in. He killed a guy, or so the story goes. Cap Anson's also in the hall, despite his racist views. He kept the majors lily white, and that is hardly news. So now the Vets Committee, charged with adding other names, will have to weigh the case for George. Among his many claims to Cooperstown admittances, his Yankees did succeed, although quite often he was elsewhere when they did. Indeed, the boss, the great Steinbrenner, ran afoul of this land's laws and got himself suspended, which might give the voters pause if it had happened once. But it was twice George had to bail. He slipped some dough to Nixon. Though he didn't go to jail, he had to leave the ballpark, and he got set off again when he paid Howie Spira to turn up what foul terrain he might on David Winfield. That was hardly just a lark. And he got caught again, and once again he left the park. The hall is closed to Mr. Rose. I'll grant he don't smell sweet. Though there are gamblers in the hall with fewer hits than Pete. They also say that Mark McGuire will not make the cut. For Barry Bonds, despite his homers, likewise, that door's shut. But will it swing wide open when the boss's name is brought before the elders who decide who gets the prize that's sought by players and executives, by scribes and umpires, too? When George's name comes up, what will the old deciders do? And if they let him in among the well-known and the strangers, will they next welcome in George Bush because he owned the Rangers?